As Dravida Prabhu mentioned, Lord Nityananda always wanted to be with Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya understood that we have to spread the Sankirtan movement. I am here in Puri, so you should go and preach in Bengal. So he said, take your devotees and go to Bengal and distribute the holy name. So Lord Nityananda, he is a cowherd boy. And many of the associates of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are also cowherd boys. So he took his gopals. Actually, it's mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Lord Nityananda had 12 principal gopals. And each one of them, again, appeared in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, Lord Nityananda's pastimes, to assist Lord Nityananda in propagation of the holy name. So on the instructions, but reluctantly, of course, not wanting to leave his worshipful Lord, Lord Nityananda left and went to Bengal. And they began a Harinam Sankirtan. They were traveling from Puri back to Bengal, to West Bengal. But during the kirtan, they became so absorbed in the kirtan that they actually forgot which way they were going. And they got lost. And after some time, they realized we're lost. So they asked some travelers, which way is it to Bengal? And they said, hi, it's 6 miles that way. You're on the wrong road. So they had to change directions and get back on the path. And after some time, again, after chanting, dancing, and being absorbed in the holy name, again they realized they were lost. Again they asked directions, 20 miles the other way. Follow the path of the Ganga, that will take you there. So finally, gradually moving towards West Bengal, they reached the house of Raghava Pandit. And they stayed there, along with his gopals, for some time. At that time, Raghava Pandit worshipped Lord Nityananda very nicely. And while during the worship, Lord Nityananda said, Raghava Pandit, I desire some kadamba flowers. And Raghava Pandit said, Lord, this is not the season. There's no kadamba flowers available. Lord Nityananda said, just go in your backyard and look. Maybe you'll find one. So he went in the backyard, and the most amazing thing, on the lemon tree, there was a whole cluster of kadamba flowers. So he picked all the flowers and made a beautiful garland for Lord Nityananda. And then, as they were there, everyone started to smell this beautiful fragrance of Damanaka flowers. Now, Damanaka flowers only grow in the area of Puri. And everyone knows that Lord Chaitanya really loved Damanaka flowers. So Lord Nityananda said, yes, Lord Chaitanya has come, but you cannot see him. He is here. So simply by the smell of the Damanaka flowers, everyone was remembering the presence of Lord Chaitanya. So as Dvaita Prabhu was mentioning, Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. As Dvaita Prabhu was mentioning, he began kirtan, along with holy, and one of his gopals was Abhiram Thakur. Everyone knows Abhiram Thakur. He was Sridham. He was Sridham come again in that form of Abhiram Thakur. During that kirtan, actually on the way to West Bengal, he stopped and he made his pose as a cowherd boy with a flute. And he stood in one position for 9 hours without moving. Everyone was wondering, is he alive? Simply absorbed in the mood of a cowherd boy. I'll tell one pastime that Jayapataka Maharaj tells about Sridham. Sridham, it's interesting how this pastime comes. When Krishna left the planet, Sridham was waiting for Krishna to come back. And he stayed. And he waited and waited and waited and waited and waited and waited. And he was there all the way up to the time of Lord Chaitanya. And he was staying in one cave. So one day, Lord Nityananda, knowing all about Sridham, he called. He said, Sridham, what are you doing? Come on out. Sridham said, who's that? It's your worshipful Lord, Balaram. So he came out and he saw this figure. He said, "You're not Balaram, you're so small." Now, Kali Yuga. You know, of course, Lord Nityananda was big, but still, compared to Krishna and Balaram. So he said, "No, I'm Balaram. I've come in this form. My name is Nityananda." He said, "No, you're not Balaram. Actually, Balaram is the only person that can outrun me. So I'll challenge you to a race. We'll race around the hill." It was Govardhan. Actually, it was in the area of Govardhan. So they had a race. And he said, "If you beat me, then I know you're Balaram, because no one can beat me." So Jayapataka Maharaj just tells this story, very animated way, how they were running and running and running and running and running and running, and Balaram was going, and Sridham was running and running and running and running. And finally, Lord Nityananda won. Jai Sit Nityananda Ram Ki. And then Sridham realized, yes, only Balaram can beat me in a race. So while they were there at the house of Raghavapanda, they began kirtan. And as Dravida Prabhu mentioned, this kirtan went on and on and on. Actually, Vrindavan Das Thakur mentions that this kirtan went on for 3 solid months. No one ate, no one slept, no one drank any water, no one did anything but kirtan. Of course, that is Lord Nityananda, the power of the holy name with the presence of Lord Nityananda. And it's explained that the devotees were climbing up trees and they were dancing on the end of the branches, even at the very tippy toes of the branches where the small little twigs were, and the branches were not even breaking. And then he describes, there was one devotee was there. He just got into this mood of one of the associates of Lord Ram named Angada. He said, "I am Angada!" And he jumped straight down from the tree, right to the ground. Nothing happened. Just got up and kept dancing. And the kirtan became so powerful. And they were pulling up trees and dancing with the trees. But then it's mentioned they were small trees. They were... And they were dancing with these trees. And then the villagers in the area, they started to see the kirtan, and they started to join. And gradually, they started to forget about eating and sleeping. Some of the little children, for 1 full month, were absorbed in Lord Nityananda's kirtan. For a full month. And even them, they became so empowered that they were pulling up trees and dancing with them. So this is Lord Nityananda's kirtan. Of course, sometimes we see in kirtan, especially in Radha Gopinath, devotees do some amazing things in the kirtans. So this is just a small fraction of what is the power of Lord Chaitanya's and Lord Nityananda's Sankirtan movement. Nija Sarva Shakti, Nam Namakardi Bahuda, Nija Sarva Shakti. All of Krishna's potencies are invested in the name. The name, and he who is named is the same. There's no difference. And when we chant the holy names of the Lord, we're actually associating with Krishna directly in the sound vibration. And due to our enthusiasm and our devotion, the quality of Krishna's name gradually reveals itself more and more. After that kirtan, after some time, they went on to Bengal. And Lord Nityananda, he's not easy to understand. So he likes to dress very extravagantly. He wears all kinds of jewels and earrings and golden bangles and bracelets and necklaces and has a beautiful blue turban that's decorated with so many costly jewels. So he was performing Sankirtan in Bengal every day in that particular attire. And then there was one dacoit. He was saying, he says, "Look at this. Who is this personality?" And he was thinking, "Wow. You know, I've been doing all this stealing for so long, but now I can retire if I can just accomplish this life. All the wealth that I could possibly imagine is situated on this one personality." And so he made his plan to actually he was going to harm Lord Nityananda and steal his jewelry. So he called his dacoit friends and he explained the plan. So at that time, Lord Nityananda was staying at the house of one devotee named Jagadish Pandit. And every night after the kirtan, they would go and they would take prasadam and they would take rest there. So that night, now this dacoit, he was a worshiper of Bhavani, and the goddess Durga, and her form is Bhavani. So that night, they came, and it's described by Vrindavan Das Thakur that they were armed with, each had at least 5 weapons, knives and daggers and clubs and various kinds of weapons. They were serious. And so, as the night went on, Jai Shri Shri Jai Gopimanandi Hari Hari Bo. So, when it became dark, they surrounded the house, and then, all of a sudden, it wasn't dark, but they were assembling, and then as it got dark, they were waiting to get dark enough, and then they were going to attack and cause harm to Lord Nityananda and steal his jewelry. But what happened is that one after another, they all fell asleep. And then, cock-a-doodle-doo. That's a poor, imitation of a rooster. Something like that. Anybody can do a rooster? No? There you go. Okay, that's much better. Anyway, they looked around and they started accusing each other. You fell asleep. You were supposed to keep me awake. You were supposed to stay awake. What happened? We blew it. It's sunlight. The sun was out. So immediately they hid their weapons and they ran back. But the leader of the dacoits, he said, you know what? We forgot to worship Bhavani. We didn't worship our worshipable goddess. Therefore, she is displeased with us. That's why this happened. So that day, the next day, and they did an elaborate puja to Bhavani. And so many nice things they offer, I guess. Blood and wine, chickens and goat wine, and so many other things. It's like it's called worship in the mode of ignorance. Tamugun. So then they waited. Actually, they waited a couple of days. And then they came and their plans. And they were sure of success this night. So again, they came near the house of Jagadish Pandit. Lord Nityananda was there with his devotees. But then they noticed around the house there were these big, huge, giant guards. And they were so tall. And they were carrying these big weapons. And they were marching around the house chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's the way it was described. Hare Krishna. So they looked at each other and the leader of the dacoit said, it's just not the right time. The king must be here. He's brought some of his soldiers with him. He's visiting with this avidut, and therefore we should wait. We have to wait for the right time. So they left. And they came back the next night. And this time their eagerness had increased so much in their anticipation of success. So, armed with all their weapons, they were ready to attack. But as it got dark, it became darker, 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 and it became completely dark. So dark they couldn't see anything. And they couldn't even see who they were, where they were, why they were. And then they started to move, and as they were moved, they were falling and tripping, and one of them fell into a ditch with all kinds of scorpions and other kinds of insect, gnats, and he was laying there, and he broke his leg, and he was being bitten, and another one fell in a canal without water, and he was all broken up. Another one ran into a thorn bush, and it was just like stuck with all these thorns, and anyway he would try to move, the thorns would just jab him in different ways. So all of them were somehow or other devastated. And then what happened? That wasn't enough. Indra decided to give a little added mercy. So he sent torrential rains, and it kept raining and raining, and finally it was becoming colder and colder, and they were just like stuck with all these tangled in different things. And finally, it became so cold that it started to hail. These big, giant ice balls were coming down and smashing them. Wow. They were getting special mercy. And this went on and on and on. They were just crying and all. They didn't know what to do. But finally, in all that pain and all that suffering, the leader of the Dharmakites realized that this person, who they called Nityananda, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And as soon as he realized that, his heart changed. Actually, he was born in a Brahmin family. He had Brahminical training in his youth, but somehow through bad association, he became a Dacoit. And after being awakened by the truth of Lord Nityananda, after being somewhat suffering so much, sometimes we become more serious when Krishna gives us some suffering. It's not that to this extreme, but this happens in Krishna consciousness. We take advantage of the association of devotees. We take advantage of the opportunity to take, to dive full force into the process of bhakti yoga. And then somehow or other we get a little pain, we get a little suffering, we get a little disappointment. And that pushes us back to Krishna consciousness. It's another way that the Lord shows His mercy upon His devotees. I just experienced that today, so I'm explaining that. Personal experience. And then as his heart was changed, he actually became completely free of all material desires, and his heart became purified. And he actually, that day he went, the night he went, and he went into the house where Lord Nityananda was, and he fell at the feet of Lord Nityananda, and he was crying, and he was praying, and he was begging for the mercy of Lord Nityananda. At first, the devotees were thinking, who's this? What is this person doing? They couldn't understand who he was. Lord Nityananda said, no. And then he finally confessed. He said, I actually wanted to cause you harm. I didn't realize who you were. You are the most merciful. You are the most kind. You are the most magnanimous personality. Please forgive me. Please give me shelter at your lotus feet. And then what happened was Lord Nityananda said, of course he forgave him for all his offenses, but he said, I have some service for you. You should preach to the dacoits. You became dacoit acharya. Gunda acharya. Yeah, he did. And then he made so many other dacoits. Was he because he was a brahmana? And he had a lot. He had some of that training still was there from his early childhood. And after becoming again back into actually receiving the mercy of Lord Nityananda, he preached very nicely and made so many persons devotees. So these are just a few of the wonderful pastimes of Lord Nityananda. There are unlimited pastimes. As Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains, I'm standing on the ocean of the shore of the mercy, of the shore of the unlimited pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, and I'm simply trying to taste just one simple drop of that mercy. And that mercy can drown the whole world in love of God. There is no one more merciful than these two brothers. Prabhupada used to say, you have big brain, you have good intelligence, you have so many qualifications, then just use your intelligence just to try to figure out how merciful these two brothers are, and you will not succeed. You cannot understand their mercy. It is impossible. They are so kind and so merciful. And they're so eager to give that mercy to others. And they're all asking us to please the system in their wonderful pastime. And of this pastime of spreading Krishna consciousness to others. It's also mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is something we can focus on. It says that if whatever you decide to do on this stage, if you begin some new project or you make some vow, or you, whatever you begin on this day in relationship to your devotional life, it will meet success because it has the special blessings of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. On the appearance day and on the appearance day of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, any beginning of any particular project will have their special blessings. So if there's something we want to do on this day and something we wanted to do in our devotional service to increase our Krishna consciousness, now is the time to begin. Special blessings are there. So we thank, and of course, tonight we will hear a wonderful explanation and narration of the beautiful pastimes of Lord Nityananda by His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, which will drown you further into the nectar of the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda. Thank you very much.
We want to just go a few more minutes, if you would just have us some indulgence. Mukhandlal Prabhu, would you like to say a few words for about 15 minutes, and then we'll let you go to gather again in the evening. Thank you. Hare Krishna. We'd like to give a very warm thank you to His Holiness Chandramali Swami for those wonderful pastimes. I'm sure there are many more that he can tell us, but not right now.
Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Shramanit Navani Namanaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Vacharya Nivasisa Sunivari Paskarcharya Satyanki. I must say, he's a, Tani Bali Maharaj was a tough act to follow, you know. That was very nice, very sweet. Also, you're a tough act to follow, you know. So this is the beauty, actually. I'm not, ocean of Leela like that. But a little something we can appreciate of the mercy of Lord Nityananda, a very important conception of the mercy of Lord Nityananda that is given in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, says that the Mahabhagwat Acharya is the incarnation of the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And Srimati Radharani and or Srimati Radharani also. So, actually, I received a lot of instruction personally from Srila Prabhupada regarding Lord Nityananda, because when I first became a devotee, I was very attracted. I knew about the pastime of Jagai Madai, and I thought, well, I'm very totally disqualified, so I better take shelter of Lord Nityananda. So I really got into it. But the devotee temple president thought I was a little too much into it, so he wrote to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was very kind, very patient with me. And he wrote back that, your sentiment is very nice. This is genuine Vaishnava sentiment, he said. But he said he was reminding me he must go through Guru. In other words, we don't have a direct relationship. So that mercy of Lord Nityananda we're receiving through Srila Prabhupada, we always have to remember that. And the mercy is especially manifest through the devotees that Srila Prabhupada has caused to manifest, that about this festival, it has been the greatest treat to have association with my godbrothers. This is all the mercy of Lord Nityananda. We're all receiving it. We're bathing in that mercy and bathing in that holy name. How could dogs and monkeys chant the holy names? It's only by the mercy of Nityananda that that is possible. So we should just try to develop our appreciation, actually. And I was engaged in the hearing and chanting. Always take this mercy and pass it out to others. Our path is paradukha dukhi. Para means above. So the mood of Lord Nityananda Prabhu is to raise others above the suffering condition. And that's our whole festival has been in the heritage, continuing the heritage of Srila Prabhupada. So actually our heritage following in the mood of Nityananda Prabhu, that is our whole Sankirtan movement. As to go out, because he used to go door to door and knock on the door, and then he was, as you pointed out so nicely, he was total avadut. He was total, complete avadut, like he used to play in the Ganga. Apparently he used to play in the Ganga with crocodiles, you know. So this is called avadut. Avadut means completely, strange by social convention. So he would knock on the door, but then he wouldn't just, you know, go like a modern Sankirtan devotee, you know. He would knock on the door and then he'd roll on the ground, you know, and begging, oh, please, 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 you please chant the holy names of Krishna. This was his style, not to be imitated, you know. So this is paradukha dukhi, to raise others above the suffering condition. And with some love and affection to just to give away this holy name, as when Mahaprabhu was in Benares and saying, I think it was Benares, we were saying he had this very heavy weight that he had to give away. And he was saying that he did not discriminate, or Shastra says, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, that he did not discriminate between the devotees and the non-devotees. So actually that is like the mood of anyone, even an unfit person. So really that's like, in that instance, Mahaprabhu is really taking on the mood of Nityananda Prabhu, and that he is not looking for qualification of the candidate. And one of the most important things about Nityananda Prabhu is that he does not discriminate between the devotees and the non-devotees. So since we're all very much in the unfit category, although by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and the mercy of his disciples and representatives and all the Vaishnavas, we are taking up this process, we are trying to take up this process, but still, of course, we're very unfit, otherwise we'd already have prema. But the good news is that Nityananda Prabhu does not discriminate between the devotees and non-devotees. So if, whenever we feel a little discouraged in Krishna consciousness, we should really try to remember that Nityananda Prabhu is going to appreciate anything we can do. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So before we let you go, one more time, and then we'll let you go. Oh, friends entrapped in Kali's clutches, yearning to break free, just Sirshi Nityananda Ram, the root of the bhakti tree. Just Sirshi Nityananda Ram, the root of the bhakti tree. Just Sirshi Nityananda Ram, the root of the bhakti tree. Gaur Premanande!